The new Barbie movie has been dominating the box office. It's already grossed more than $500 million globally, and it's won critical praise. WBUR Cognoscenti editor Sarah Shukla saw the film at a drive-in movie theater with her family and old friends. Here's her take.
When my daughter turned 2 years old, my friend Margaret gave her a pink Barbie dream car convertible. You know the one. My daughter never really got into Barbies, but that convertible traveled miles across our hardwood floors, ferrying Elsa, Batman, and countless stuffed animals. I wasn't that into Barbie either. As a kid in the 1980s, I had a He-Man castle, not a Barbie dream house. I'm just setting the stage because I loved the Barbie movie.
Hey, Barbie. Can I come to your house tonight?
Sure. I don't have anything big planned, just a giant blowout party with all the Barbies and planned choreography and a bespoke song. You should stop by.
So cool.
Margaret and I went to see the film together. We packed our kids and husbands into two cars and headed down the Cape to a drive-in theater in Wellfleet. We snagged two parking spaces 5 rows from the front. Two metal speakers hung from the yellow poles installed all over the parking lot. When we rolled in, they were blasting Barbie Girl.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic. It's fantastic.
Margaret told me the movie was rated PG-13 for existential angst. And I love that for Barbie. Life as a woman, a girl, and in different ways a man, is confusion, madness, joy, and myriad contradictions, often all at once. There's a monologue in the film when America Ferrera's character unpacks all the things women have to be.
You have to never get old, never be rude, never show off, never be selfish, never fall down, never fail, never show fear, never get out of line. It's too hard. It's too contradictory. And nobody gives you a medal or says thank you. And it turns out, in fact, that not only are you doing everything wrong, but also everything is your fault.
As I listened to it, I was also up repositioning the speaker and coaxing kids to swap places and reminding them not to yell and doling out Pringles. I actually said out loud, I'm watching a movie about women doing everything while I do everything. I'm an adult with a job and a robust collection of Birkenstocks, but I still feel like a teenager sometimes. I'm still carrying around multiple timelines of myself, thinking, isn't this all supposed to make some sort of sense by now? I think Greta Gerwig understands that idea at a molecular level. There are toys that see us through stages of life, and then there are people, like my friend Margaret. We've known the late 20-something versions of each other and the bleary-eyed, early 30s new parent versions. Now, as we're entering midlife, and our kids are at the precipice of being teenagers, we share a steady level of existential angst, but also a lot more. We're at a stage when life feels both deeply overwhelming and like all we've ever wanted at the same time. Seeing the movie together reminded me that there's a special kind of magic when a friend sees and loves all of you. The good, the bad, and the just plain weird. I think those friendships help you hold all those versions of yourself, too. It's the messy both and of it all. And somehow, after all these years, Barbie gets this, too.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. But the best thing you've ever done was to help me take my life less seriously, 'cause it's only life after all, yeah. It's only life after all. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. Sailed my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shore. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. But there's more than one answer to these questions pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive. The closer I am.